Allez, je recherche base Tav Peches, the fourth chapter, Yir'an Keli. The author says, Ad Koi Nisinu Levarer Le'atzminu Mai Yir'an Be'yachas El Adam. So thus far, we've tried to explain, to clarify, the concept of Yir'an vis-à-vis the individual. U'matzanu Shei HaGoy Eles Es Adam Mitar Demas Ha'ilam. So first we established that it's what redeems the person from that stupor, from that sedation. Hitzur Seden, we spoke about Chomer Vetzurah, and we said that Yir'ah is a Tzurah that molds the individual, makes him, gives him his stature. V'hi Aboinas Elamei HaChitzoni. Then we spoke about the concept of Chitzonius of Kedusha. Me'atanis Boinein Mai Yir'ah Klapei Shemaya. Here we want to examine Yir'ah vis-a-vis Shamayim. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel. V'omar Rabbi Chanina Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi'Yir'as Shamayim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Moshe addresses Bnei Israel, Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha She'el Mi'imach, Ki'im Li'ir'ah. What does Hashem ask of you, other than Yir'ah? The Gemara asks, wait a minute, Atu Yir'as Shamayim Mitzah Zutatahi? Because the question seems to be, what is Hashem asking of you after all? It's just Li'ir'ah. Is it such a small thing? V'ho Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Beveis Genazav, Elo Yitzah Shel Yir'as Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his treasuries just a treasure of Yir'as Shamayim Shenema. A Pasuk says Yir'as Hashem Yo'itzaroi. It seems to be a very exalted level. How can Moshe seem to say that it's so accessible? Answers the Gemara, Ein Legabei Moshe Mitzah Zutati. With respect to Moshe, Yir'ah is a small thing. Do'omar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Le'adam Shemevakshim Mimeno Kli Gadol Ve'yeshloi. He compares it to a situation when a person is asked for a large utensil, and he has. So it's, to him, it's like a small utensil, it's easy to lend. Katan ve'ein loy demal of kechli gadol. If they ask him for a small utensil, which he doesn't have, it's like a large one. He says, the author, Aleinu Lavin, Eichichichu Chazal Mikan Ki Akol Bidei Shamayim. How does that all relate back to Rabbi Chanina's initial statement that everything is Bidei Shamayim, other than Yir'as Shamayim? Lama lo ilamdu me'apasuk b'seif micha, ki ha'koil b'day shemayim chutz me'aseis mishpat ahavas chesed ve'atzni aleches. That's a famous pasuk in Micha. We read it as a haftarah. And the pasuk there says, higid la'adam ma'toiv u'ma'ashem doiresh mimecha. What does Hashem seek of you? What does Hashem demand of you? Other than these three things, aseis mishpat, to do justice, ahavas chesed, to love chesed, ve'atzni aleches im Hashem elokecha, and to walk discreetly with Hashem. Why not darshan from there? It seems to be very similar. Ma Hashem doresh mimcha, just like here we have Ma Hashem she'el mimcha. Answer, v'nir'e ki milashon doresh. It seems that expression doresh, what is Hashem demanding of you? I efshal ledayek ki hakol bidei shemayim chutz me'elu shloshes ha'malos. There's no way to make that inference that akol bidei shemayim other than aseis mishpat and ahavas chesed and atzni aleches. Why? Ha'echrach kon u'meleshon ma'ashem she'el mimecha. The duke is from the distinction over here. In the pasuk in the Torah it says ma'ashem she'el mimecha, in mimecha ma'ashem doresh mimecha. Even though superficially both of them connote a request, because she'el u'leshon she'ela, she'el connotes, in addition to the simple meaning of what is Hashem asking of you, it connotes borrowing. Al derech v'chi yish'al ish me'im re'eu v'nishba umes, like the pasuk in Mishpatim, if a person borrows from another person, she'ela. Ki v'yachoyl HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'el yir'ah me'adam kemi she'el klim re'eu. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu borrows the person's yir'ah, just like an individual would borrow a utensil from another one. Mamash kilu ha'yir'ah kli she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'alei. As if Yir'ah is a kli, is a utensil that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is borrowing. Then, umeduyak v'setziyor ha'gemara. Then the end of the Gemara, the illustration the Gemara uses, is very apropos. Mimi she'mevakshim mimenu kli gadol v'yesh loy, o kli katan v'ein loy. The Gemara says a person who has a kli gadol, he's happy to lend it, just like as if it's a small utensil, and somebody who's asked for a small utensil, but he doesn't have. Ki zeu be'emes inyan ha'yir'ah. It's not stam kacha, an illustration which is arbitrary and unrelated to what came before. The Gemara Davka chose the illustration of a kli because that's truly the inyan of Yir'ah. Va'inyan nifla, the concept then is wondrous. Emnam akol bidei shemayim. Rabbi Chanina is teaching us hakoil bidei shemayim. Meaning, kol ha'berachos v'chol ha'shpois v'chol ha'kadosh b'chol ha'ses la'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bestow upon the person all the blessings and all the bestowing everything. But the person has to have something with which to contain this bracha. והכלי הזה היא היראה. That כלי is יראה. That's the utensil which contains then all the brachos that come. ושאל הקדוש ברוך הוא מאיתנו כלי זה. הקדוש ברוך הוא borrows it from us, that יראה, that כלי, והוא יחזרו אלינו מלא כל טוב. And then he returns it, but not empty, but full of all the brachos, because יראה is what can contain the brachos. Furthermore, ולא אם כל אדם מבקשים או יסי כלי. Not every person is asked for the same size utensil. Adam gadol hamukhan lekabel shefa rav min ha-shamayim. A great person who's capable of receiving a tremendous bestowal, an outpouring from shamayim of all sorts of brachos. She'alim imenu yir'ah bivchinas kli gadol. So from him Hashem borrows yir'ah, which is a large utensil. Lachin mi Moshe Rabbeinu alav Hashem darshu kli gadol me'oid shel yir'ah. Moshe Rabbeinu is such an Adam gadol. So from him, he was expected to provide an enormous kli of yir'ah. Like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzadi ki cholinu be'apecho v'chamasecha nivhalnu, ki chol yomenu panu ve'evrasecho, chilinu shenu nechumoy hege, mi yodea oiz apecho uch ir'asecha evrasecho. This is a parak of Tehillim written by Moshe Rabbeinu, indicate that Moshe's yir'ah was gigantic. Me'adam katan, ein shalim yir'ah b'midah kabira kazeis. Of course, a smaller individual of less stature. So he's not required to provide yir'ah in such a colossal measure. אבל עד כמה שהוא זקוק לברכס שמיים, to the extent that he needs ברכס from שמיים also, גם הוא צריך להכין כלי קיבול לברכה. He also needs to prepare a utensil that will receive ברכה. וזה יהיה הירעה. קיבלנו מאדמוי כי באגדתו ניתן לדרוש סימוכין. This is a fascinating Kabbalah that the author has from Rabbi Yerucham, that in אגדתה, we have the principle of Darshin HaSimuchin, so to speak, meaning Ma'amari Chazal Shenikbe'u Bagmara Beze Achaze. When you have statements of Chazal in Agadata, one after the next, Mehavim Sugi Achas. We can take it for granted that there's a connection between them. V'yesh Kesher Benehem, some connection between the paragraphs, between the statements, Af Shebeshit Chiyus Hem Lichoira Ma'amarim Bodidim. Even though, superficially, they seem to be standalone statements. Given that introduction, לפני המימרה של רבי חנינה כאן, so before the statement of רבי חנינה that הכל בידי שמיים חוץ מהשמיים, יש מימרה אחרת ממנו, there's another statement from רבי חנינה. Again, it looks to be a standalone statement without any connection, but as we'll see, there is a connection. What is the previous statement of רבי חנינה? ההוא דנוכיס כמנה רבי חנינה, אומר, there was a שליח ציבור who was taking the עמוד, and רבי חנינה was present. And this Shliach Tzibur went on as follows. Ho'el, ha-gadoil, ha-giboir, ve-ha-neira, ve-ha-adir, ve-ha-izuz, ve-ha-yar'uy, ve-ha-chazak, ve-ha-amitz, ve-ha-vadai, ve-ha-nichbad. On and on, these praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Himtin lo'i ad she-siyem. Rabbi Chanina waited patiently until this person finished. Ki siyem omale, when the Shliach Tzibur ended this long list of praises, he said to him, siyemtin hu lechul ha-shevachi demarach. Have you quite finished all the praises of your master? Are you quite done? Lamali kulihai. Why did you go on like this, on and on? Anan telas de amrinan, the three expressions that we use, namely hagadoil, hagibor vanira, ilav de amrinu Moshe Rabbeinu b'orais. If not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu says these three terms in the Torah, and furthermore, ve'asan shekneses hagadila v'takninu batefila, and they established it in the Amidah. We say hakel hagadoil hagibor vanira. Lo yaveinan yichuni lemeimalehu. We would not be able to say them. We would not say them. ואת אומרת כולי היי ועזלת, and you go on and on, האדיר, האזוז, האירועה, משל למלך מסר ודם שיהיה לו אלף אלפי דינרי זהב. What you're doing is comparable to the situation of a king of flesh and blood who has thousands upon thousands of gold dinars, והיו מקלסים לזה בשל כסף, and he's praised for having lots of silver. הלוי גנאי אולי, a certain element of גנאי. What is the connection now between this statement and the one of רבי חנינא about הכל בידי שמיים חוץ מהשמיים? Says the author, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neira Seilois. Certain aspect of Yira, which applies to the praise of Hashem. Chazal explained, Yir'ui milagit elosecha. Penim ato. There's a certain Yira which is necessary, even when praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lest one diminish. Kemoi shekasuv, like the pasuk says, Lecha dumiya tehila. To Hashem, praise really should come in the form of silence. The author explains this. Bechol shevach shemeshabchim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever a person says a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzarech liyas tzlil shel yir'ah zeh. There has to be a ring, an echo of this yir'ah, of nerat ilois, of the recognition that praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a laughing matter. It's not a game. One needs to have yirah lest one diminish. And really the greatest praise is silence. One has to have that yirah in his praise. Tofas Rabbi Chanina ha-mispalelahu shirba shevachim bechos yirah. Rabbi Chanina criticized that mispalel for just pouring the praises without that yirah. He lacked the yirah se'ilois. V'chasher chasra yirah. When that yirah is lacking, etzem ha-shevach nifgam. The very praise itself is undermined. V'inei shaloish ha-reshanois b'shmonese shen shivchoi shel ha-kadosh baruch hu. These are the first three brachos in the Amidah, which are the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hein ha'achana la'bakashes ha'bois achareihem. They are the preparation for the requests that we make afterwards. They're like the introduction. Im ba'shevachim chasra yir'ah. If in the praise of the first three brachos there's a lack of yir'ah, mimein le'ein kan ha'kli ha'ra'ui le'kabal ha'sabacha. What's going to be missing, since the yir'ah is missing here, then the kli, which would have been ready there to receive the brachos that will come from the requests, the next 13 odd brachos, is lacking. It's not here. Al zeba mem rashniya shel Rabbi Chanina. And that's why the next statement is this about Hakol b'dei Shemayim, in which we establish it, yirah is a kli. And the two statements are very much linked to one another. They're not independent. It's a remarkable, remarkable insight. Leavin ha'inyan she'yirah kli. To understand this concept that we're speaking about, yirah is a kli. Yesh baze shnei mahalachim sheshnei memes. There are two processes, two approaches, both of which are true. Aleph. Yirah hi hakara sa'adam shenivra lifnei habore. We said this before, that the basic yirah is a recognition that he is a created being. That's the yirah that we demand even of goyim, to recognize one's createdness. Ve'ahakara kol kach hazaka, this recognition is so powerful, ad she'ro'e atzmo batel umvutal lefanav yitzbarach, to the point where the person sees himself as batel umvutal before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zoi ha'yachasus ha'amitis shel adam lebore. This is the true way to relate, for the individual to relate to the Creator. Ve'davka l'idei zeh hun hiye kli lekabel bracha mimen yitzbarach. It's through this process of being mevatel one's own agenda that a person becomes a kli through that yirah to receive the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bli yirah, without yirah, chay adam le'atzmoy, the person lives for himself. Ve'ein ro'e klal shu zakuk l'shefa le'mari. It doesn't bichlal see a need. It doesn't see any shortcoming that he needs any to receive anything from above. Ki akoil koyichoy vo'etzim yadi also lo. Because of course everything is koyichi vo'etzim yadi. It doesn't see the need to receive from above. Yitachen shu yegam chacham gibor vashi. It's possible that this individual will be very intelligent, mighty, wealthy, all sorts of things. Bilshein Chazal zinika shu chataf ma'alasei. Chazal referred to that type of situation as a person who grabbed a certain ma'ali, grabbed chochmo, grabbed ashirus. Umatanois eilu b'sha'a she'enan min ha'makoyim sofa li'pasek mimenu. But these gifts, when they don't come with the recognition that they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately they will cease. V'rak yishen ba'ois mikoach ha'gvura shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh lan kiyum. It's only when they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do they endure? This is from Tanchuma Matos. Elsewhere, the author speaks about this in this volume. Kamuvan gam lechaytef zimnu ha'ma'ala min ha'shamayim. Even the chaytef, the person we speak about, is grabbing a certain ma'ala. Of course, it is given to him from Shamayim, aval ba'efen shelo yela kiyum, in such a way that it will not endure. That's the first ma'alach in understanding Yah is keli. The second one, we explained in the previous chapter that the seat of yirah is the body. Through yirah, the guf becomes a kli that contains the chokhmah in the neshama. What we're saying is that through yirah, the person transforms his body into a kli that can receive a spiritual outpouring. Hamalach hazeh eino shene me'harishon. It's not different to what we said just above in paragraph Aleph, ela mashlimo, it complements it. Ki hu kiveh be'eze makoyim ba'adam notza kli ha'yirah. It just establishes where it is in the individual that this kli of yirah is formed. Ha'inu baguf. Hayotze midevarinu, what emerges from this is, sha'yirah yi kli machazik beracha. That's what we've established thus far. Yirah is a utensil, so to speak, that contains bracha. Ulam ba mishnah sof uktzin tenan, the very last mishnah in Shas, right at the end, We learn Leimatzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machazik Bracha Ela HaShalim. Kadosh Baruch Hu could not find any Kli that can contain Bracha other than Shalim. Sheneimar, the Mishnah that quotes a Pasuk, Hashem Oiz Lamoitein, Hashem Yivarech Samoi BaShalim. Hashem blesses His people within Shalim. That's where He pours His blessings. Hare HaKli HaMachazik Bracha Hu HaShalim VeLo HaYir'a. Superficially we have a contradiction over here. The Kli that contains Bracha is Shalim, not Yir'a. Answers as follows. Ha'ivdel ben shenehem, or ha'ivdel ben halachos harishonim lashniyim. The difference between yir'ah and shalom is the difference between the first luchos and the second. Unva'er, let's explain. Ha'luchos harishonim, nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom, v'charus alem michtav Elohim. So the first luchos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe, and on them was inscribed michtav Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does everything with these luchos. He prepares them, he inscribes them. Haluchos Hashanim Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Shehu Yifsel Oisam V'Yevi'em. That should be El Har, or Al Har. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe to carve these luchos by himself and bring them. Pesol Lecha Shene Luchos Avanim Karishonim. You should carve out two stone tablets like the first ones. V'Chosavti Al Luchos Es Adavarim Asher Hayu Al Luchos Harishonim Asher Shibarta. There's a topographical error here. Asher Shibarta in Parashas Kisisa. I will write on the luchos the same words that were on the first luchos that you broke. Baseferim muva ki haluchos yehu kmo mara she'er asayis matzav libo shel klal Yisrael. We have sources that indicate that the luchos were like a mirror that indicated the collective heart, the state of the collective heart of klal Yisrael. Barishena nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmoy es haluchos. The first luchos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave by himself. It's as if he himself is molding the collective heart of Klal Yisrael. And then into that he pours the Torah. He gives the lev that he himself molded there, the lev of Klal Yisrael and the Torah together. Because another Rosh tells us, Ein oiz la Torah. So Hashem oiz la moiten, he gives it. Hashem yivarech samoy bashalim. HaTorah, the Akeli Shila, that Torah and the Kli to contain it, the Hainu, Lev Metukan, a heart that's ready for it, Yardu B'Yachad Milemala. They came down. Together. Acharei Shekilkelu Es Libam Ba'Egel. But after Bnei Yisrael harmed, spoiled, damaged that heart through Maaseh Egel, Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Rabbeinu Shehu Yifsol Avanim. Moshe was instructed that he must now calm the tablets. Simanu shapam haklal Yisrael be'atzmoi hayatzech lachines libo lekabalas haTorah. Now things change. Klal Yisrael itself has to prepare its collective heart for kabalas haTorah. No longer HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it. Ve'akli she'adam chayav lachin hi yir'ah. Now the kli that they must prepare both individually and collectively is yir'ah. Shalom yachol ases rak ha'melech she'ashalom shalom. Shalom can be given only by, this is a statement of Chazal, Melech Shalimo, Melech Shalim Shaloi. It can only be given, bestowed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKli she'anachnu yecholim v'chayavim le'achin hi'ayira. The Kli that we are capable and therefore obligated to prepare is Yira. Adkan.